We stay with simplicity. And that within the context of mind overall, and that within the context of all three parts of the quotation that we are slowly working through, mind, no mind, mind is luminous. We're on the third part, of course. So staying with simplicity, we are here. We're not somewhere else. We're not somewhere else in our house or apartment. We're in the room we're in. Are more than likely one all of us are sitting. And all of it is by choice, a decisive action. And so, just for a moment, before we even get to our butt on the cushion, really acknowledge that, really go into that inside your own constitution, that choice, to make a choice is very visceral. That is to say, we know we're making a choice. Therefore, it has emotions, criteria, context, an assessment process that might, be nanosecond long, but it still is an assessment, etc. So really feel into that idea of choice. We are here. We're not, this is our choice. And all that has come with that. And all that was, all the causes, conditions, and aggregation of factors that are in a choice, spiritual, emotional, etheric, physical, mental, karmic, all the perceptions and formulations. And then muse on the knowing that throughout a day, throughout a 24-hour day, we probably can't count how many choices we make. And therefore, all the factors, the aggregation of factors, it would literally be uncountable throughout the day. And one can test that with just really deeply observing 10 minutes of a day and choice. We begin there with the intention of simplicity for our sitting, because as a human being, it requires effort to simplify, to be simple. And it will require effort until it doesn't. And why? Because of what we just contemplated and observed. Every choice is quite a plethora, it's quite complex. Although they happen, within seconds, over and over through the day. So the choice to let be, to be, to simply be, the choice of presence, simplicity, and so forth. Even that we have all those different words, and that each of them has different features and characteristics and will be appropriate to any given moment. Again, complexity. But when will each of us, and it could be today that it will happen at least once, twice, that the whole moment and every action and so forth, thought, word, deed, will be intuitively pure, not a thought process. And so we sit. We feel our body. Relax the shoulders, the face, relax your hair on your head, your arms coming out of your shoulders. Relax your legs and your feet, however they are positioned. And within all that gentility, feel the strength of your core and your backbone and we feel ourselves simple, just sitting with intention. If our mind wanders, we feel our body back straight, head straight up, straight forward. We just come back to the now. And then the simplicity. And breath comes and goes. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Present. I'm present with all of existence. Observe the complexity and observe the desire for simplicity when it's there. Again, it will have a whole mandala, of sensations and feelings and so forth. And just let go, let be, whenever you can. Love you all. Create your day.